This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Control of the airwaves as we launch into the third hour of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to get an update from Jay about his property tax situation that has been brewing for a few decades between him and his father and on some property down in Massachusetts. We'll get you the update on that. And also, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Plus, a Brexit update coming up as well that Daryl is going to share with us. All that, if we can fit it in, but your calls come first, so let's go to Skype, where Mike is on the line in Ohio. Mike, go ahead.
Thanks, Ian. So, I don't think the Democratic Party's dead. I think the exact opposite. I think they're going to come back with a Bernie Sanders 2.0. Maybe a little bit younger, and it's going to be a lot worse. It's going to be, I think Hillary Clinton with a divided Congress, I think in 5 or 6 years, we might actually be wishing for that. Now, I'm all for Trump doing as many, you know, liberty-oriented things as possible, you know, FCC, or if in theory he does something with Obamacare or the tax rate or whatnot. But I got the exact opposite feeling. I heard the guy earlier say that the Democratic. I think they're enrolling people to vote now. I mean they're not going to do. He barely won, you know, this time around. And I got the feeling, you know.
Democrats are going to crank up their machine and possibly be able to unseat Trump in a reelection bid in 4 years? Is what you're saying?
No doubt, because they're going to run a stronger candidate, and they're going to have the, Trump is going to wear on everybody.
It would break the trend that has been going since the Clinton administration. I mean, it was Clinton 2 terms, Bush 2 terms, Obama 2 terms. I mean, so the last time that there's been only a 1-term president was George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, Trump just wears on people too much. I'm afraid his popularity will decline. And if something happens,
I think next year we will have a really good idea of exactly what is going to happen in 2020. And the reason I say that is the midterm elections. Generally, the party that's in power winds up losing some seats.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is whether or not the Democrats will wind up taking majorities in both houses of Congress, or will they only, you know, just pick up some seats but not necessarily take a majority. I think if they take majorities in both houses and wind up, you know, quote unquote, stopping Trump from doing some of whatever Trump wants to do, then they might wind up having a, you know, better shot of, you know, having Trump be only a 1-term president.
I would like to see a gridlock to where, like, you know, the House of Representatives are set up so they're, you know, mostly Democrat, to where everything they do, Trump hopefully vetoes them, and then they just keep on vetoing one another. That's what I want to see.
That's always nice when that happens, yeah.
That would be best case scenario here.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can safely predict the future based on what has happened politically in the past, because Trump is such an outlier, you know, that he wasn't. A lot of people don't think that Trump should have happened, based on kind of the way things have always been. And I don't know if whatever the next election is going to be is going to hold true to past trends. And I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, Daryl, he's the expert in this. He studies this. But in,
sure,
in the midterms, isn't the electorate, I mean, the voting demographics and electorate a lot different than what it is and for the president? Don't usually, it's more hardcore. It would be more Republican-like voters in the midterms. And I agree with everything you guys said, because if you look at when Barack Obama from 2010 till now, until he left, when we had a divided government, he didn't really get a lot of his stuff done, and we had some economic productivity. Now, I don't know how much of it is inflated and yada yada yada, but that a gridlock is a good thing.
Yeah, sure.
And at least with 4 years, if the Congress did flip, then you would have Trump, who's very sensitive anyway, and so he would veto everything that they do, and then vice versa. But
not necessarily, because you know, let's kind of go back a ways to when Reagan had a Democratic Congress, and Reagan didn't veto everything they did.
Reagan increased the size of government dramatically.
Exactly. They wound up compromising on acceptable increases to where everybody was happy. Yeah. Except
one thing's
for libertarians.
Sure. 4 years from now, the government's going to be bigger, more oppressive, more expensive than it's ever been. I will not make predictions about what's going to happen. But was there anything else you wanted to share tonight, Mike?
Yes, real quickly, sugar, and I heard Jay speak on this, but if the government cut off the subsidies, and if you had a free market, things just like, have you heard of GT kombucha, which is actually pretty healthy for you? Well, that guy, they made him take his drink off the store shelves a couple of years ago because it had trace elements of alcohol in it.
And it hasn't been the same since. I've been drinking that stuff for years. I love it.
Yes, and listen, it's actually healthy, but the thing is, you don't go to the store and chug five of those down.
Just to get a buzz, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
right. If you eat an entire loaf of bread, you'll wind up getting a bit of a buzz, but nobody's advocating for we should remove bread from the shelves because trace amounts of alcohol.
If you're desperate for a drunken buzz, you can just go swig some cough medicine or
mouthwash.
Mouthwash. That's what I was thinking of. That's what the bums will do.
Kids in school did it when I was in high school.
I've also heard that if you take a loaf of bread and some cheap cologne, and you pour the cologne into the bread, and then you squeeze it.
Oh, man.
I've never tried this. I heard it from somebody that used to hang out with a bum.
Thanks for the call,
you know,
Mike.
Like, when you're very
desperate.
And all you have is, like, some cheap cologne and a loaf of bread.
Because they put stuff in the mouthwash.
You MacGyver it a little bit.
Because they're supposed to put stuff in the mouthwash to make it unpalatable and make it, supposedly not good to drink, but the bums will still drink it anyway, because if if there's blue laws that restrict the sale of alcohol, like let's say after midnight or before 6 a.m., then the bums will they'll go into Walgreens, they'll buy mouthwash, and they'll just get drunk on that.
Yeah.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So, Jay Noon, what is the latest on the property tax thing? And let's take it back with as brief of a recap as you can on what the past was first.
So this particular property would be my father's farm in Palmer, Mass.
Not the house that you lost
Correct.
A few years ago in Palmer.
So if people Google search my name, like Jay Noon and Cop Block, or Jay Noon and Free Keen, or Jay Noon and Town of Palmer.
Yep.
All them videos show up are you and Pete Air and, all this great stuff
Classic
you guys
videos.
Get. Yeah, they are all the time I'm getting people just, wow, watch that video. That's so funny. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so none of that really has anything to do with my farm. So the farm belongs to me and my brothers, and my father passed away 4 years ago. And my dad bought the farm in 1983. He never registered the deed. A lawyer just went in and registered the deed like a year later, and my father was taken to court in 91 for not paying the property taxes. By the town, and he asked them for the instrument he signed that required him to participate in a real estate tax scheme, and the town had 30 days to produce it. The next court date, the town did not show up. The case was dismissed.
Wow.
In 2010-ish,
how do you
2011.
Get, hold on. How do you get a court trial on non-payment of taxes?
You can't. You cannot in Massachusetts.
So what happened there? How did he get one?
Well, it was a hearing.
A hearing.
That's all it was a hearing in 1991. And
how
it
do
wasn't
you get a hearing?
Well, they have hearings at land court. So I don't know if, for some reason, it was in the local Palmer court back then. I was only 11 years old when that happened.
I don't know if they do that in New Hampshire. I don't know.
So several places in the Massachusetts Constitution is pretty explicit about this. You know, you need a trial to take someone's property.
Hmm.
But they don't consider property, they consider real estate. So anyways, and then 2011, the town of Palmer filed again in a court called Land Court.
Let's continue this here in moments. The latest on the property tax saga with Jay Noon. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up also, Brexit, the latest there. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
Skype username is lrn.fm. And also, if you support Free Talk Live and you want to help the show out, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Amazon Canada. And you just go in there and get your shopping taken care of. And Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price when you do that. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking with Jay Noon, who's one of our, well, he's our Wednesday night co-host. Jay, we've got a long history of you, you know, in the show talking about this saga of property taxes where you were in Palmer, Massachusetts. You didn't pay taxes on your house. They came and took it from you after we stopped them for a while by showing up in mass and occupying the property on the day they were supposed to take it. That seemed to put it off for several months. Then you were telling us you're about to give us an update on your dad's property, which is now your and your brother's property after he passed away a few years ago. Your dad never paid taxes on that property.
He never did.
And when he went to court, he demanded to see the signed instrument that obligated him to the tax agreement,
yep,
which they never came to court to show it. And so then as a result, they dropped the case. That's, yeah, I think, where you about where you left off in the story.
And that was in 1991. And then in 2011, the town of Palmer filed a case in land court. And the land court is basically one of these administrative agencies, you know, created in the 1880-something, you know, after the Civil War, after, you know, the state of Massachusetts or Commonwealth of Massachusetts Corporation was created. Anyway, so we go to land court to these hearings. We went to two hearings up there, and we filed a lot of paperwork. We pretty much did all the right stuff. We demanded, you know, for the injured party to fill the consideration of the claim. We wanted to know who the man or woman was that had a claim. Stacks and stacks of paperwork. Really, we hammered them. They just blankly denied everything. We really hammered on a demand for a trial by jury of peers.
Now, when was this? I missed that.
This was 2011.
Okay.
Oh, well, they filed in 2010, I think. And then I think in 2011 went to a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what we did do is we put an update of a loyal title, or what's called a land patent, on the property. I did the same thing to my house, and this actually, from what I understand, has clouded the title to the house. The guy who bought the house at auction, the first guy that bought it, wasn't able to get a bank mortgage. He wasn't able to borrow $15,000 on a house that was appraised for like $160,000 because of the title.
Because of the clouded title.
Because of the title issue. I never got a real example of that. So the house was offered to the next guy behind him bid, and he still owns the house. And actually, there is someone living in it now. I did notice that the other day when I drove by there. But he tried selling the house, and I heard through the grapevine that he wasn't able to because that guy, Jay Noon, did something to screw the title up. Is what got back to me. So anyways, we did an update of a loyal title on this property. On Old Warren Road property, which is a 10-acre farm. And what has happened is we've gone back and forth in court. So the town denied the trial. In fact, I have on the internet all the transcripts, the written transcripts to the actual land court hearings. And it is just blatantly, like, hilarious how they just deny everything. They don't read any documents. They don't take anything into consideration.
A lot of times they won't even sign the documents. I think you ran into that at one point in your house.
So basically, they just deny every document. There's no one ever presents a claim.
When you say they deny the documents, as in, like, they're looking at the documents and they say, that's not a document, that doesn't exist?
They just deny it. They're just like, denied. You know,
so you're saying the court denies the motions.
Right, right.
Saying, like, the document doesn't exist. I know you're holding a piece of paper, but that doesn't exist.
Yeah, we did. Thanks for clarifying that, Daryl. We did motions for a demand. We actually did demands. We didn't really do motions. We did demand for trial by judgment of peers. And they're like, that's denied. In land court, you don't get a trial by judgment of peers. In fact, you don't even get a trial. You don't even get a judge. What there is a recorder. Deborah J. Patterson was this recorder in land court. And so what they did is they issued a final judgment. Before they even issued a final judgment, we removed the case from land court into federal court, which I kind of think was not the right way to go. What we should have done was go to appeals court in Massachusetts and then go to the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts and then go to federal court. Because that's actually really cheap for a guy like me to do who's willing to do the paperwork and just file the fees. And in turn, it could have made it cost the town probably millions of dollars. But it did
by going through the different levels of court.
Going through different levels, which would have been a better thing to do. So we went to federal court, did what's called a removal, remove the case into federal court.
Okay.
And then that was basically the federal court was like, well, that you haven't been injured. You haven't stated an injury upon which relief could be granted.
So no standing.
So they said we had no standing. What federal court did do, though, it was pretty interesting in that, is they tried, the first thing the town tried to do was say that us boys, us Noon boys, had no standing because, you know, there was no will to the property and this, that, and the other thing. And the federal court actually was on our side for that particular deal. They were like, yes, Jay Noon and his brothers absolutely have standing as in the place of Spud Noon.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of cool. And so they kicked the case out. But yeah, so they kicked the case out, and so I appealed it in federal appeals court.
Mm-hmm.
And the federal appeals court said that basically until the town does something, like actually remove, I can't remember the actual language off the top of my head. I should have read this a couple of days ago, but until the town does something, we basically don't have a case. So on paper, the town saying, hey, we're going to, you know, come get you or whatever, or they got this judgment from land court. Oh, and the land court judgment. So if you guys Google any of these videos, Jay Noon property tax, Town of Palmer, or Jay Noon Free Keen or any of that, in a handful of these videos, I actually show the document that has no signature on it.
Yeah, I remember that.
For the house. It's the same exact thing for the farm. I have another friend in
this is the taking document, the thing that authorizes to take your property from you.
So
no bureaucrat signed it where they were supposed to sign it.
There's no signature on it whatsoever. So if you look up Hampden County Registry of Deeds and type in Spud Noon or Joseph Noon is what my house was under, Spud Noon is my father, you will see and then in a search, put a tax taking or finding or tax taking, but you can read all these documents, and you'll see the document that's actually recorded in the county records office has no signature on it, and that is what the town is relying on, that they own the property, is an unsigned document.
So what's the status right now of the farm?
So the status right now is they gave us till February 2nd to remove the property from the farm, or they were coming in, and nobody
that's like tractors
yet.
Or whatever, so yep, like cars, farm equipment's on there. Let's talk more about that, the latest on the property seizing process. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a Brexit update. That's still on tap. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome about whatever you want to discuss. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
And our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, if you're going to call us on Skype, you do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve it, and then once you're approved, you're good to go to call from that point forward. We're talking about property taxes, something that a lot of people wish they didn't have to pay, and very, very few people have actually done the protest of not paying property taxes. And Jay, you're one of those people.
That's right.
It's an honor to know you, because you know, very, very few people are willing to put their property on the line to test out whatever theory they might have about how to get out of that system. And you've done it. You've lost your home as a result of that.
Yep.
You have your father had a farm that he never paid property taxes on pretty much successfully for quite a long time, right up until you said around 2011 or so, when the town of Palmer, Massachusetts came at you again. You ended up going to land courts, I believe is what
that's what they call it.
Called. You ended up somehow removing that from land court to the federal courts, which you say you thought was a mistake, but maybe you didn't realize that at the time.
Yeah, we didn't know any better at the time.
The federal courts booted that back, saying, no, you don't have standing in this case, and that's kind of where we were in the story. I'm boiling down
right.
to, you know, 10 seconds, what has taken us the last segment and a half to talk about. So go ahead.
So to fast forward, the town got this judgment with no signature on it, which we covered.
Now, where did that come from? Is that
so that comes from Landcorp.
Okay.
So there's a signature line, but there's no signature on it. And in fact, one of my good friends who did a lot of this legwork with me, she's an activist from Miller's Falls, Massachusetts. Her and I went to Landcorp several times. We took a lot of trips up there. Got to know Boston real well.
And so you have to go all the way to the Capitol to go to this court?
Correct, yeah.
Wow.
So, anyways, we looked through all the Landcorp findings, the judgments.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the people in Landcorp, in all these courts, I'm very, very sweet to them, very nice to them. I have
the clerks.
Very little issues with anybody in any of these places. And this lady helps us look through all the judgments. We looked through judgments for like the past year, and we flipped through thousands of them, and not a single one has a signature.
But there's a line for a signature.
There's a line for a signature, and there's no signature.
Is there a printed name underneath?
There is a printed name underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, an unsigned check is no good.
Mm.
An unsigned anything is no good. And these lower courts just accept it.
Right.
So one of the strategies I'm going to take is whoever the sheriff or constable is that actually comes to do whatever they're going to do, I'm actually going to put a claim in against their insurance bond. Because
he's enforcing an unsigned order?
We're going to go based simply on that.
Okay,
simply on that.
Let me stop you there. So you've got an order from the land court saying the town can take this property?
No,
is that what it says?
It doesn't even say that. It says taking in finding in tax taking case is what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And it says and the finding is in favor of the town.
Okay.
That's all it says on there. And
so the town then went ahead and did the tax deeding. They deeded the property to themselves?
Yep, they did do that.
Right. And so now they're saying, we don't want the stuff on the property?
So they went up there.
They're claiming now that it's theirs. They're claiming the property.
They're saying it's abandoned property.
Mm-hmm.
And there's abandoned property on it. I got a document saying that the property's been abandoned, and there's motor vehicles up there and stuff, and mm-hmm. cars and trucks and equipment. So what
stuff you might find on a farm.
Yeah. So what they did is they went and put notices on everything and said you had by February 2nd, had to have it all removed. Or
notice of forfeiture or something like that?
A notice of that it was abandoned. So what I did mm-hmm. is I went to the courthouse and I filed some documents stating that the property's not abandoned, that it's owned mm-hmm. by my brothers and I, and you guys are stay off it. Basically, and then I served the town with a document. I also included some other exhibits in that document that my brothers and I have waived the benefits to all things that are created by the state. We have don't want any state or town benefits, and this is something that I just started learning about a couple of years ago. So moving on with this, when they do make a move, whoever the constable is or the sheriff, their bond is going to have a claim against it. It would be just like making a claim against somebody's automobile insurance, essentially, if they damage your car or their car causes you damage.
Now, who do you file that with?
So the company is called Bursum and Bloom, I believe.
This is the bonding agency?
The bonding agency, yes.
It's interesting you bring this up because I was just in a hearing in New Hampshire this week at the State House where Dick Marple, who we've talked about before, is this state representative who's kind of this outside-the-system guy who wants to get the government out of people's lives. He's an interesting character. But he was talking about bonding. And the testimony made it sound. I got all this on video, so you're welcome to check it out when you get a chance. I haven't uploaded it yet, but the testimony made it sound like the average person could not put a claim in on a bond.
Well, Mark Stevens basically instructs people how to go file with the bonding agent.
Uh-huh.
The bonding company, basically the town, from what I understand, I don't really know how bonds work, but basically it's their insurance agent for liability if the town does any damage to you or the state does any damage to you, that you go to their bonding agent there and that indemnifies them for damages and you file a claim with them. It's actually been really successful. A lot of people have done this with like getting pulled over by the cops and getting their cars impounded.
So you're going to wait until they try to take your stuff before you file that? Is that the idea?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And
now, how will you know when they do that? Are they going to give you a notice, or are they just going to go in and take it and sell it?
Well, so
whenever they feel like
my brothers and I go to the farm every day.
Okay,
basically,
you'll know.
What will happen is, they'll either show up while we're there, mm-hmm. or I'll show up there, and they'll have blocks or something barricading a driveway or whatever, and I'm just going to take one of my pieces of equipment, and I'm going to move them, and most likely get arrested for trespassing, which is fine, because I want a, you know...
Then you'll have a trial.
Then I'll have a trial for it. Hopefully it'll be criminal trespass, so it's a jury trial. They'll probably reduce it to civil and then probably dismiss it. I would hope to actually maybe even get convicted of it if it's a bench trial, so I could bring it to an appeal, so an appeals court could say, hey, there's no evidence of an actual signed document that gave the town ownership of
not
this.
A legal taking, basically.
Right, there's not a legal taking.
So right now you've got the objections filed on the claims that this is abandoned property. You filed those in court. That was very recent?
Yep, it was like 3 weeks ago, yep.
Okay, so you've heard nothing back on that. So right now you know that they're going to probably try to move that stuff or auction it, take it for selling or trashing it.
They'll probably just try to barricade the property and put up town signs that say town property, which I will remove.
Interesting. All right, so that's where it stands?
That's where that stands. So, and going forward, what I'm going to do is I have been talking with a couple of state representatives in New Hampshire. I have kind of made a deal on a piece of land in Grafton, New Hampshire to buy. And what I am going to do with that is I'm literally going to be talking to the bureaucrats in Grafton County and in Grafton, New Hampshire. I will be talking to the guy who runs the deeds hall, the registrar of deeds. And I am going to say to him, hey, I don't want the property to be registered within the county. I don't want this corporation calling itself Grafton County having anything to do with it. I don't want it to be in trust. I want to actually, as a man, a living, spirit-filled man, own this property. How do I do that? Please
tell me. Can we document all of this correspondence?
Well, and that is what I want to do. I want to go in there and videotape it. I want to document it. Yeah, that's something I want to work on.
Every conversation on the record. I think it would be very interesting and educational.
So I've got a couple of thoughts here. So if you do wind up getting arrested for criminal trespass, and you start bringing up, you know, here's these documents that aren't signed. The first thing that I expect the prosecution to say is objection relevance, and the judge to immediately say sustained.
And I will object, and that'll be an appealable issue. That's what we'll be looking to go with it.
Yeah, you're going to lose at the district court level,
sure,
almost always.
Yeah.
And then the appeals court will say this is not related to you getting arrested.
Yeah, well, it would be, because that's the reason he was there. He didn't believe it was a legitimate order. 855 450 free. We can continue this on Trespassing
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to get your call and thoughts in right now. We're talking about getting out of the whole property tax scam. You know, sorry, you don't actually own your property, because if you don't pay the property taxes, they'll steal it from you, unless there's some sort of way out. And Jay Noon, you've been spending a lot of time in your life researching the different potential options. So far, it hasn't been particularly successful. You've lost your home to the town of Palmer, Massachusetts, and now that same town government is trying to take what was your dad's farm.
That's correct.
And now belongs to you and your brothers. And that is sort of a long saga that we've been hearing from you, and you've been telling that story here on Free Talk Live over the years. The current status is that they have taken the property on paper over your objection, over a federal court hearing that ultimately said you didn't have any standing at that point. They've taken the property on paper. They're now issuing a notice to you saying there's a bunch of junk there that they consider that they don't want, that you know, cars or tractors or whatever it is, farm equipment.
Right.
They're saying, notice, you know, we're going to get rid of this stuff if you don't. I don't even know why they were telling you that it was there.
They basically said is abandoned and the town's going to seize any of the equipment.
Yeah, so they're just giving you notice. That,
right.
Hey, this is, and so they may come in at any time to take it, and
yep.
You're going to, what, stand in the way? Or what was it?
Well, if I'm there, I'm going to be like, you know, I'm not getting shot over this.
Okay.
You know, that's not
good.
Happening.
We don't want to lose you.
Yeah, I had a couple of horses there. One horse is a stud horse who's got a lot of potential, and he will hurt somebody, and I have and the other horse there is just basically he's an old bastard, and he'll hurt somebody too. So
can't arrest a horse.
Well, but they'll just shoot him, right? I mean, you know, or whatever.
Yeah,
they shoot dogs, so why wouldn't they shoot a horse?
They totally would.
So I was concerned about that. I did get my two horses out of there.
I guess technically they could, you know, seize the horse, which would kind of be like arresting the horse.
It'd be hard. But I guess they have people who can do
it. No, like there's no guarantee.
Like the average cop probably wouldn't be able to go in there. And
right, but there's no guarantee that they're going to just kill all of the animals. Sometimes they do take them.
But they're gone anyway. You got them out.
Yeah. And actually, about 4 or 5 years ago, the town was talking about coming in and taking the place. And we had gotten phone calls from 4 or 5 people that were like, hey, the Palmer cops and animal control called us and said they're looking for someone to assisting on taking the horses out of there. And what had gotten back to me from one of the guys that works in the town is that everyone they called is like, we're not going to help. We're not going to help you take the Noons property. They got even the people who are contracted with the Massachusetts MSPCA basically said, no, we're not going to have anything to do with that, which is pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Because we're well known in the horse community.
And liked.
Absolutely. Yeah. So.
All right. So, Daryl, was there a question? Where do we leave off? There was some sort of discussion going on, and I.
The question about the appeal and.
Trespassing. Right. We were talking about
bringing
trespassing.
Up, you know, these documents aren't signed, and I'm convinced, and this is not me saying that this is the right thing, but I've seen enough cases to where, you know, judges are just going to guilty because,
sure.
To where if you do say these documents aren't signed, the judge in the trespass case is going to say, how is that relevant to whether you were on the property or not?
Well, it's totally relevant because that's the reason why he was there, because he did not believe that unsigned documents held any actual legal power. That would be my argument, basically.
And furthermore, this town of Palmer is just a mere corporation that is a designated as a charitable entity.
It's a municipal corporation.
All right, so let's role play here. I'm the judge. Mr. Noon, were you on the property?
Well, yeah, it was my property.
Did the police officer tell you to leave?
Sure did.
Did you leave?
No, I'm not leaving my property. He doesn't own it.
Well, they say they own it, and possession is 9/10 of the law. You didn't leave guilty.
But the evidence, okay, but the evidence is that they have an unsigned document saying that they own it, and
it doesn't matter. They claim that they own it.
Let's get the judge on the record. Let's get the judge on the record.
Guilty.
Okay, let's get
sir. One more outburst, and you're being arrested for contempt.
I object.
One more outburst.
I'm getting called off.
Bailiff, arrest that man.
I object. Note my objection for the record.
Yeah. Bailiff, arrest that man.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me.
I've actually been twice to court. And arrest him.
I have been to court for criminal trespass before. I was arrested with the trespass of 12 at the jail here in Keene, New Hampshire, when what happened in that case was they had one of the jail bureaucrats come out. We had a large group of people that was at the jail protesting. And, I'm talking 50 people or more. And the large group of people kind of spread out around near the front entrance of the jail. One of the guards comes out, and we called this guard in jail. He was called Mumbles because he was, he wasn't very good at projecting. So this was the guard that they came out and selected to give us notice that we needed to leave. So when you're on somebody's property and they tell you, hey, buddy, you got to go. You're not welcome here anymore. That's notice that you have to leave. You have to be able to understand that person giving you that notice. You have to know that you've been told to leave. You have to understand that you're not allowed to be in that place anymore. And if you do understand that and you stay, you're guilty of criminal trespassing.
Also speculating on what the statute in Massachusetts actually says of whether or not there is intent.
Okay, well, I am speculating. But a lot of these statutes are boilerplate. They're similar. Anyway, so this guy comes out, and he supposedly told us, I didn't hear it, honestly, did not hear anything. I was nowhere near him when he delivered this notice that you need to leave the property now. And in the trial, this wasn't, a portion of the case was they, brought this guy up. He testified, and ultimately I ended up getting convicted of this because they claimed that him just speaking was somehow, required notice. And indeed, they may say that, an unsigned document is notice in Massachusetts. They may end up saying that, but at the very least, you'll get them on the record for that. And so, yes, the person generally does have to be aware that it is a legitimate request to leave from a legitimate property owner or manager, someone who has the authority to tell someone to leave. And your argument would be, Jay, that an unsigned document has no authority, right?
And, yes, the unsigned document is basically is like an unsigned check. It means nothing. It's useless. And also, this Jack Collins, who represented the state police about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, in an ACLU sued the state police for information, the Supreme Judicial Court ruled that because they're a municipal corporation that is a charitable entity, they don't have to follow the Constitution. So how is it that this so-called government has an authority to put a tax on the land?
If they're just a corporation.
If they're just a charitable organization is all they are. That's a question that needs to be answered, because that's a route that I want to get to. That's a route I'm going to get to here in New Hampshire. And I'm going to start this case before the property. I even buy the property. I'm going to be on these guys. I've been doing some research
gonna
about it.
They're
going to
love you.
And I'm going to be right up front with them. I'm going to buy it, and I'm never paying the taxes on it.
Oh, wow.
And I want you guys to know that. How do I own it without taxes is basically the first question I'm going to have for them. How do I own it? How can I actually own it?
And they're going to probably say, there's not a way. Here's the form to fill out.
Fine. Whatever.
We'll see what happens.
But I'm going to work on it. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to either sue them, whatever, something.
And so I just pulled up the criminal trespass statute in Massachusetts, and it does not use the word knowingly. It does not use the word intent.
But
it says,
probably
whoever,
says,
without right, enters or remains in or upon a dwelling, a house, a building, a boat, or land, or a school, after having been forbidden to do so by the person who has lawful control of said premises.
The argument is that the person does not have lawful control because they don't have a signed document.
Yeah,
but
right.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, so therefore the guys with guns win.
Well, the guys with guns are almost always going to win. I mean, look, I get your... I understand your critique here. I get it. And Jay is not likely to win. That's certainly true.
I get that.
He's willing to go for it anyway. He's willing to try it out anyway. And I think it's a sound argument. Look, if these documents are supposed to matter, you know, you're supposed to have a signature on most of these things, right? That's why there's a line for a signature. Isn't it strange? You did the research. You dug up the old cases, not involving you. They don't sign any of these things.
That's right.
How can there be such... It's not like it was a one-time oversight. It's policy, apparently, to not sign these legal land takings, just that no one's ever challenged it.
And there's a couple state representatives in Massachusetts who are aware of this, and I've brought it up to them, and they're not really interested in doing anything about it, but I'm going to drag them into it.
Hey, interesting update. Thanks for sharing it with us here tonight. And like I said, I want to get all of the New Hampshire stuff on document from day one. We'll make you a blogger at Free Keen if you want.
I got a 5-year plan I'm implementing here with this. So
it's awesome. Glad to be a part of it. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.